It's what's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with the soybean meal market and the cattle market. Soybean meal traded to another new contract high. It again traded above that $500 level. We haven't been able to close above it. Maybe today will be that day, but that certainly is showing some strength in the soybean meal market and concerns about where the production is going to be out of Argentina. And then cattle. You know, cattle continue to have some strength. We traded with some decent cash trade on late Friday, which has been the case the last few weeks. But I think just the cattle market has got some strength underneath it, and I think that'll continue to push higher.
Sure. The meal market, going back to that, that should pull beans along with it?
It should. You know, we continue to hear conflicting weather reports. Will Argentina get rain? Won't they get rain? That's going to be a big impact this week. Right now, they didn't get as much over the weekend as expected, but there is still some in the forecast short term. So that's kind of keeping the beans somewhat stable. But they missed this. I think that's going to send this market higher because of a really big shortfall in production out of Argentina.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with corn and the hog market. Of course, the hog market continues to just get hammered and doesn't seem to be able to find any floor at all. And that's going to be a little trouble for cattle going forward if the hogs continue to stay cheap because they're competitive meats. So until we see demand start to increase from China, I think that the hog market is likely going to continue to see contraction. But we're also looking at corn. You know, corn exports still continue to be a little bit light. USDA didn't make any adjustments in their last report, but they did cut ethanol, and that's a little bit negative for corn going forward as well.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.